This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And the good news for anyone looking to go do some South Australian experiences, another round of Great State Tour vouchers are up for grabs very soon. I'm joined by Chief Executive of the South Australian Tourism Commission, Rodney Harricks. How are you this morning, Rodney?
Jordan, good to be with you. Good to be connecting with your listeners.
So we've talked a couple times now about the Great State Tour vouchers. They were normally for going and staying somewhere, but these are going one step further, chipping in for experiences.
They are indeed, whether it's experiences or tours. There'll be three levels. There'll be a $50 voucher, a $100 voucher, or a $200 voucher. And those values are based on the cost and the type of experience. So as an example, if you want to do shark cage diving, you'll get $100 off that experience. They'll open up from the end of April, but the launch today is really to alert businesses that we're going to do this. We're going to be working with businesses. We hope to have 500 operators signed up over the coming weeks, and then we'll be launching it to consumers at the end of April.
Mm. So the vouchers kick off after the school holidays, is that right?
Yeah, but they'll be available for the July school holidays. They'll run through our winter months. So again, it's designed to get people out in a period that is traditionally a little bit quieter. This is off the back of record months in December and January right across our regions. And so we felt that this was a good opportunity off the back of the last two rounds of vouchers to give people that opportunity during the July school holidays.
Hmm. So you said you could get $100 off a shark cage dive. What kind of experiences or tours qualify for $200 vouchers?
Look, there's going to be a really wide cross-section, and the reason that we've opened it up today is to alert business that we're going to be doing this. And so at the moment, the opportunity is for any types of tours or experiences to reach out to us. And, most of those businesses are already registered on southaustralia.com, so this is a great opportunity for them to feature as part of the program.
And so kind of businesses have signed on already?
Well, we've just opened up this morning. So,
oh, so none?
We're actually, to be honest, the phone's already started to ring. So we've already got consumers ringing up, when can I get it? We'll open it up towards the end of April. But again, the aim is today to alert business. We're doing this. Get your businesses registered if they're not on southaustralia.com or through ATDW. We want to get a really good cross-section, whether it's swimming with sea lions, whatever types of experiences are out there. It's a great opportunity to, get South Australians out and exploring some really good experiences across the state.
Of course, the uptake compared to the first round to the second round was an increase for people not just getting the vouchers but actually using them. Are we expecting that trajectory to push forward for the next round?
Look, as you indicated, the first two rounds, that was $32 million of expenditure into the visitor economy. We see the opportunity with this one as just, it's a different dimension. We think it might have a different, we're just not sure yet. Because it's quite different, so people will be on holidays in July. What we want to say to them is do something a bit different. Do something you haven't done before. And that's what we saw with the hotel vouchers is people, came to the city as an example. Lots of South Australians hadn't come and stayed in the city. And this is really challenging people. Get to know our great region. Do something that you wouldn't have done, and we'll help contribute towards that to make it, to make it more doable.
Was there feedback from the public that having vouchers for experiences would be ideal?
Look, what we did is we've been talking to businesses, and we've heard that tour operators and tour businesses have been feeling, without international, without the same sort of scale of interstate travel, because they're the typical visitors that would book a tour experience. And so we've heard from those businesses, look, while we've seen, some increases, this will just help, sort of make it more affordable for the consumer and get South Australians to really see some special sort of experiences and tours that they might not have thought about doing.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be something people will get excited about and get out into the regions. Rodney, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks very much, and all the best to your listeners.
That was Rodney Harricks, Chief Executive with the South Australian Tourism Commission on your Classic It's Breakfast.